The Testaments of the Three Patriarchs. The Testament of Isaac. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one God. We begin with the help of God and through his mediation to celebrate the death of the patriarch Isaac, son of the patriarch Abraham, and his ascension from his body on this same day, which is the 28th of the month of Misri. May the blessing of his intercession be with us and protect us from the temptations of the enemy. Amen. Now the patriarch Isaac wrote his testament and addressed his words of instruction to Jacob his son and all those who were gathered together with him. He said, "Hear, my brethren and my beloved ones, this speaker's instructions and his curative medicine, because the way of God goes on forever. Hear not only with chaste bodily ears, but also with the depth of the heart and with true faith without any doubt, as it is written, Behold, you have heard a firm word as to what a man should become. If he has heard it with a pure heart, God will give him compassion when he asks for something from him. And it is also written, There is no profit for someone to ask God for what human beings solicit on earth. And if God has given us mastery on the earth, then how much the advantage of the one who has been firm in the faith of the word of God, and is held fast without doubt and with an upright heart to the knowledge of the commandments of God and the stories of his saints, for he will be the inheritor of the kingdom of God. For behold, God is compassionate and merciful. The one who has received unto himself thieves and tax collectors in past times because of the sincerity of their faith that comes from God, and God moreover is with the ages to come. It came to pass when the time drew near for our father Isaac, the father of fathers, to depart from this world and to go out from his body, that the compassionate, the merciful one, sent to him the chief of the angels, Michael, the one whom he had sent to his father Abraham, on the morning of the 28th day of the month of Misri. The angel said to him, Peace be upon you, O chosen son of our father Isaac. Now it was customary every day for the holy angels to speak to him. So he prostrated himself and saw that the angel resembled his father Abraham. Then he opened his mouth, cried with a loud voice, and said with joy and exultation, Behold, I have seen your face as if I had seen the face of the merciful Creator. Then the angel said to him, O my beloved Isaac, I have been sent to you from the presence of the living God to take you up to heaven, to be with your father Abraham and all the saints. For your father Abraham is awaiting you. He himself is about to come for you, but he is now resting. There has been prepared for you the throne beside your father Abraham. Likewise for your beloved son Jacob, and all of you shall be above everyone else in the kingdom of heaven, in the glory of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You shall be entrusted with this name for all future generations, the patriarchs. Thus you shall be fathers to all the world, O faithful elder, our father Isaac. Isaac answered, saying to the angel, I am truly amazed concerning you. Are you not my father Abraham? Then said the angel to him, I am not your father Abraham, but I am the one who ministers to your father Abraham. So now rejoice and be glad, for you will not be smitten with disease, and will not be taken in death with pain, but with joy. You shall obtain two blessings and repose forever, and shall go forth from confinement into spaciousness. Also you shall go away to rejoicing which has no end, and to light and bliss which have no limit, and to acclaim and delight without ceasing. And now make your will and set your house in order, for you are about to go away to final rest. Nevertheless, blessedness shall be upon the father who begot you, and upon your offspring which shall come after you. Now when our father Jacob heard them talking in this manner with one another, he began to listen to them, but he did not speak. Then our father Isaac said to the angel with patience and humility, What shall I do now with regard to the light of my eye, my beloved Jacob? I fear concerning him on account of Esau. You of course know the whole story. Then the angel said to him, My beloved Isaac, all the peoples which are in the world, if they were gathered together in one place, would not be able to undo your blessing upon Jacob. Because at that time when you blessed him, he was blessed by the Supreme God, also by the Son and the Holy Spirit, and by your father Abraham. All of them responded, saying, Amen. The iron sword will not frighten him, but he will be exceedingly strong and will gain sovereignty. Then he will become the father of many nations, and 12 tribes will come forth from him. Then Isaac said to the angel, You have informed me and have brought me good news, but let Jacob not hear, for he will be sad and disturbed, for I have never pained his heart at all. Then the angel of the Lord said, O my beloved Isaac, all the righteous who go out from their bodies have blessedness, and they are all blissful when they see God, the merciful, the compassionate. But woe, woe three times to the sinner when he has been born upon the earth, for he has many pains. You shall teach your sons your ways and the commandments of your father, all of them which he has commanded you. And do not hide these things from Jacob, that they may be a reminder to the generations of his offspring after him, so that the faithful may observe them and may by them attain to eternal life, which is forever. But I shall take account of your concern. Behold, I came to you with joy, speedily. The peace which the Lord gave me, I give you. And now I go quickly to the one who sent me. When the angel had said this, he rose from the bed of our father Isaac and moved away from him. Isaac kept looking at him and was amazed at what he had heard and seen. So he undertook to say, I shall not see the light until you send for me. While he was meditating on this, Jacob had come forward to the door of his father's chamber. The angel had already cast sleep upon him to prevent him from hearing them. So when he entered the resting place of his father, he said, Father, with whom are you speaking? Isaac, his father, said to him, Now you must hear me, my son. Word has been sent to your venerable father that he shall be taken from you, O my son Jacob. Then Jacob embraced his father and wept, saying, My strength has gone from me. Will you make me an orphan, O my father, so that this day I shall become wretched? Again he embraced our father Isaac and kissed him. Both of them wept until they were worn and weary. Then Jacob said, O father, I will go away with you and will not give you up. But Isaac said to him, My boy, this is not for me to do, O my child and my beloved Jacob, but I thank God that you have also become a father and that you will remain until you are summoned. As my father Abraham informed me, I am not able to set aside any part of the decree which is valid for everyone. Thus it will come to pass. For what is written will not be frustrated. But God knows, my sons, that my heart is weary on account of you. Yet I am happy in my going to the Lord. So now that you have experienced growth in the Spirit, put away from you this weeping and lamenting. Listen, my boy, that I may speak to you and give you understanding about the first man. I mean our father Adam, the created one, whom God formed with his own hand. Likewise our mother Eve, also Abel and Seth, and our father Enosh and Mahalalel, the father of Methuselah, and Lamech, the father of Jared, and Enoch, the father of our father Noah, and his sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and after them Phinehas, and Kenan, and Noah, and Eber, and Reu, and Terah, and Nahor, and my father Abraham, and Lot, the son of his brother. All of these death took away except our father Enoch, the perfect one, who ascended to heaven. And after this there shall come forth 12 giants. Then will come Jesus, the Messiah, from your descendants, out of a virgin named Mary, and God will become incarnate in him until the completion of 100 years. Now Isaac used to fast every day, not breaking his fast until evening. He would offer up sacrifices for himself, for all the people of his household, for the salvation of their souls. He would rise up in prayer in the middle of the night, and in the daytime he would pray to God. He kept on doing this for many years. He would also fast the 3 40-day periods, every time the 40-day period came around. And he would also not eat meat or drink wine all his life long. He also would not enjoy the taste of fruit, nor would he sleep upon a bed, because he was devoted to prayer every day and to supplication to God all his life. So when the crowds heard that a man of God had appeared, they flocked to him from all the districts and places to hear his instructions and life-giving recommendations, and to be assured that the Spirit of God was speaking in him. Then the great ones who had flocked to him said, What is this power which descended upon you after the time when the brightness of your eyesight went from you? And how have you had a reprieve to see now? Then the faithful old man smiled and said to them, As to those who have presented themselves, I will inform them that God healed me when he saw that I had drawn near to the gate of death. He awarded me this honor in my old age, that I might be a priest of the Lord. Then Jacob said to him, Begin for me a discourse, that I may be consoled by it and hold fast to it. So our father Isaac said to him, If you speak in anger, guard yourself from slander and beware of empty boasting. See that you do not converse alone with a woman. Be careful that an evil word does not come forth from your mouth. Guard your body that it may be pure, for it is the temple of the Holy Spirit which dwells within it. Take care of the lesser functions of your body that it may be pure and sanctified. See that you do not make sport with your tongue, lest an evil word go forth from your mouth. Beware of stretching out your hand to what you do not own. Do not present an offering when you are not ritually clean. Bathe yourself in water when you intend to approach the altar. Do not mingle your thoughts with the thoughts of the world, as you stand at the altar in the presence of God. Make your offering so that you may be a peacemaker between men. As you are about to present your offering to God, when you have moved forward to approach the altar, you shall pray to God 100 times without ceasing. At the beginning, you shall voice his thanksgiving as follows. O God, the incomprehensible, who cannot be searched out, the possessor of power, the source of purity, cleanse me by your mercy, a free gift from you to me, for I am a creature of flesh and blood. Fleeing to you, I know of my uncleanness, and surely you will cleanse me, O Lord. For behold, my cause is in your hands, and my recourse is to you. I know my sin, so cleanse me, O Lord, that I may enter into your presence with self-respect. Now my offenses are weighty. I have drawn near to the fire which burns. Your mercy is upon all things, so you can take away all my transgressions. Pardon me, even me, the sinner, and pardon all your creatures whom you have fashioned, but who have not heard and learned of you. I am like all who are in your image. I have turned to the doing of what is forbidden to me. I have come to you, and I am your servant and the sinful son of your nation, but you are the very forgiving one. Forgive me by the graciousness that comes from you, and hear my entreaty that I may be worthy of standing at your holy altar. May this burnt offering be acceptable to you. Do not turn me back to my ignorance because of my sins. Receive me like the lost sheep. May the God who provided for our father Adam and Abel and Noah and our father Abraham be with you, O Jacob, and with me also. Receive my offering from me. So if you have approached and have done this before your ascent to the altar, then offer your sacrifice. But you shall take care and be alert that you do not grieve the Spirit of the Lord. For the work of the priesthood is not easy, since it is incumbent upon every priest from today until the completion of the last generations and the end of the world, that he should not be filled by the drinking of wine, nor be satisfied by the eating of bread, and that he should not talk about the concerns of the world, nor listen to one who does talk about them. But priests must expend all their efforts and their lives in prayer and watchfulness and perseverance and piety, in order that each one may petition the Lord successfully. Moreover, every man on earth, whether wretched or fortunate, has incumbent upon him the keeping of the proper commandments. For men, after a short time, will be removed from this world and its intense anxiety. Then they will be engaged in holy, angelic service by reason of purity. They will be presented before the Lord and his angels because of their pure offerings and their angelic service. For their earthly conduct will be reflected in heaven, and the angels will be their friends because of their perfect faith and purity. Great is their esteem before the Lord, and there is no one either small or great in whom the Lord will not make improvement, for the Lord wishes that each be without fault or offense. And now continue to supplicate God with repentance for your past sins, and do not commit more sin. Accordingly, do not kill with the sword, do not kill with the tongue, do not fornicate with your body, and do not remain angry until sunset. Do not let yourself receive unjustified praise, and do not rejoice at the fall of your enemies or of your brothers. Do not blaspheme. Beware of slander. Do not look at a woman with a lustful eye. These things, and what is like them, you shall guard against, in order that each one of you may be saved from the wrath which will be manifested from heaven. When the throngs who surrounded them heard this, they cried out with one accord, saying, "Truly everything which this venerable man has said is worthy of attention." But he remained silent, pulled up his cloak, and covered his face. The assemblage and the priest who was present, after a silence, said, "Let him rest a little." Then the angel of God came to him and took him to the heavens. There he beheld certain things in fear. Many wild beasts were within easy reach. Besides, like the brothers, so that they could not get sight of one another. Their faces were like the faces of camels, and some were like the faces of dogs. Others were like the faces of lions and hyenas and tigers, and some had only one eye. Isaac said, "I looked, and behold, they had agreed on a person and were hurrying him along. And when they had made a sign to the lions, those who were walking with him and withdrew from him, then the lions turned upon him and tore him apart in the middle, dismembered him and chewed and swallowed him. After this, they ejected him from their mouths, and he returned to his original state. And after the lions, the others came forward and did the same thing on him. One after the other, they would take him, and every one of them would chew him, swallow him, and eject him. And he would return to his original state. Then I said to the angel, "O my Lord, what is the sin which this man has committed that he should have to endure a burden like this?" The angel said to me, "It is because this man whom you see was in enmity with his neighbor for 5 hours, and he died without having been reconciled with him. So he was handed over to 5 of the tormentors that they might torment him a whole year for each of the 5 hours which he spent as the enemy of his friend." Then the angel said to me, "O my beloved Isaac, see here the 60 myriads who inflict torture for each hour that the man remains hostile to his neighbor. He is brought here to these creatures who torture him, each one of them for an hour until a full year is completed. If he had not been making peace and repenting of his sin before his removal and his separation from his body." Then he brought me to a river of fire. I saw it throbbing, with its waves rising to about 30 cubits, and its sound was like a rolling thunder, and I looked upon many souls being immersed in it to a depth of about 9 cubits. They were weeping and crying out with a loud voice and great groaning. Those who were in that river, and that river had wisdom in its fire. It could not harm the righteous, but only the sinners by burning them. It would burn every one of them because of the stench and repugnance of the odor surrounding the sinners. Then I observed the deep river whose smoke had come up before me, and I saw a group of people at the bottom of it screaming, weeping, every one of them, lamenting. The angel said to me, "Look at the bottom to observe those whom you see at the lowest depth. They are the ones who have committed the sin of Sodom. Truly they were due a drastic punishment." Then I saw the overseer of punishment, and he was all of him fire. He would strike the myrmidons of hell, his helpers, and say to them, "Kill them, that it may be known that God exists forever." Then the angel said to me, "Lift up your eyes and look at the whole gamut of punishments." But I said to the angel, "My sight cannot embrace them because of their great number, but I desire to understand how long these people are to be in this torture." He said to me, "Until the God of mercy becomes merciful and has mercy on them." After this, the angel took me to heaven, and I saw Abraham. So I prostrated myself before him, and he received me graciously, he and all the godly ones. Then they came all together and did me honor because of my father. Then they took me by the hand and led me to the curtain before the throne of the Father. So I prostrated myself before him and worshipped him with my father and all the saints, while we uttered praises and cried aloud, saying, "Most holy, most holy, most holy is the Lord Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are filled with your sanctified glory." Then the Lord said to me from his holy height, "As to everyone who shall name his son after my beloved Isaac, my blessing shall be upon him and be in his house forever. Excellent is your coming, O Abraham, faithful one. Excellent is your lineage, and excellent is the presence here of this blessed lineage. So now, everything which you ask in the name of your beloved son Isaac, you shall have today as a covenant forever." Then my father Abraham answered and said, "Yours is the sovereignty, O Lord, ruler of the universe. The Lord from his holy height said to my father Abraham, Every man who shall call his son by the name of my beloved Isaac, or shall write his own testament, there shall be have a blessing which shall not come to an end, and my blessing upon his house shall not cease. Or if anyone will give a poor man something to eat on the day of the festival of my beloved Isaac, then I will give him to you in my kingdom. Then my father Abraham said, O Father, God, ruler of the universe, even he is not able to write his testament or his covenant. Let your blessing and your mercy enfold him, for you are the merciful one. The Lord said to Abraham, Let him feed the hungry one with bread, and I will give him a place in my kingdom, and he shall be present with you from the first moment of the millennial banquet. The saving God also said to my father Abraham, And if he is so poor that he does not find bread in his house, then let him spend a whole night commemorating my beloved Isaac without sleeping, and I will bestow upon him a heritage in my kingdom. My father Abraham said, And if he is weak and cannot endure the vigil, then may your mercy and compassion still enfold him. So the Lord said to him, Then let him offer a little incense in my name on the memorial day of my beloved Isaac, your son. And if it should be that he does not know how to read, then let him go to hear the reading from one who can read it. If he cannot do any of these things, then let him enter his house, lock the door behind him, and pray 100 prayers of repentance. Then I will give him to you as a son in my kingdom. But above and beyond all this, let him bring an offering on the memorial day of my beloved Isaac, and all those who shall do all that I have said shall be granted the inheritance of the kingdom in my heaven. And all who take pains to write their testaments and covenants and life stories, and showed mercy if only by giving a cup of cold water, and believed with all their hearts, with them shall be my strength and my Holy Spirit for the prosperity of their affairs in the world. There shall not be any trouble in their departure from this world. I will grant them a millennial banquet. Peace be upon you, O my beloved ones, the saints. When he had concluded all this discourse, the heavenly beings began to cry out, saying, Most holy, most holy, most holy is the Lord Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are filled with your sanctified glory. The Father who controls everything answered from his holy place and said, O Michael, my faithful servant, call in all the angels and all the saints. Then he mounted the chariot of the seraphim, while all the cherubim went before with the angels. And when they had come to the couch of our father Isaac immediately beheld the face of our Lord, full of joy toward him. He cried out, It is well that you have come, my Lord, with your great archangel Michael. It is well that you have come, my father, with all the saints. When he had said this, Jacob was greatly disturbed, and he clung to his father and kissed him, weeping. Then our father Isaac raised him up and made a sign to him, giving a hint with his eyes, meaning, Be silent, my boy. So Abraham said to the Lord, O Lord, remember also my grandson Jacob. Then the Lord said to him, My power shall be with him. He shall glorify my name and shall become master of the land of promise, and the enemy shall not hold sway over him. And our father Isaac said, Jacob, my beloved son, keep my injunction which I lay down today, that you may preserve my body. Do not profane the image of God by how you treat it. For the image of man was made like the image of God, and God will treat you accordingly at the time when you meet him and see him face to face. He is the first and the last, as the prophets have said. When Isaac had said this, the Lord took his soul from his body, and it was white as snow. He took possession of it and carried it up with him upon his holy chariot and ascended with it to the heavens, while the cherubim were singing praises before it. Likewise his holy angels. The Lord bestowed upon him the kingdom of heaven, and everything which our father desired out of the abundance of blessings from God he had, including the fulfillment of his covenant forever. Such was the decease of our father Abraham and our father Isaac, son of Abraham, on the 28th day of the month of Misri. On this day we have consecrated and designated, and the day when our father Abraham offered the sacrifice to God, on the 28th day of the month of Amshir, the heavens and the earth were filled with the sweet fragrance of his way of life before the Lord. And our father Isaac was like the silver which is burned, smelted, purified, and refined in the fire. Likewise, everyone who shall come forth from our father Isaac, the father of fathers. On the day when Abraham, the father of fathers, offered him as a sacrifice to God, the perfume of his sacrifice ascended to the veil of the curtain of the one who controls everything. Blessed is everyone who manifests mercy on the memorial day of the father of fathers, our father Abraham and our father Isaac, for each of them shall have a dwelling in the kingdom of heaven, because our Lord has made with them his true covenant forever, and he will keep it for them and those who come after them, saying to them, whatever person has manifested mercy in the name of my beloved Isaac, behold, I will give him to you in the kingdom of heaven, and he shall be present with them at the first moment of the millennial banquet, to celebrate with them in the everlasting light in the kingdom of our Master and our God, and our King and our Savior, Jesus the Messiah. He is the one to whom are due the glory, the dignity, the majesty, the dominion, the reverence, the honor, the praise, and the adoration, along with the merciful Father and the Holy Spirit, now and for all time, and to all eternity, and forever and ever. Amen. The obsequies of our father Isaac are finished. Thanks and praise to God always, forever and eternally.